I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
How do Thursdays get here so quickly? It's again ETF of the week time. Seems like we just talked with Tom yesterday. But Tom Lydon is back in the house. He is the editor at ETF Trends, and actually the reason that it does feel that is because, well, this is Morningstar week, and most of this week's show is coming direct from the Morningstar conference, which is exactly where Tom is. But Tom is so busy, and I'm so busy, that he and I decided we needed to tape this segment of the show early. So we did. Rather than doing it live and together, although we will see each other in Chicago this week, we've taped it a little bit ahead for you, but it doesn't change the fact that we've got an interesting ETF of the week. Now, Tom Lydon, why is he at the Morningstar Investor Conference? Well, he's the editor of ETFtrends.com. He is one of the leading lights on ETFs out there completely, and that's on ETFs both as an investment and a trend, but also everything that's going on in the ETF world. And for everything that's going on in the ETF world, check out his site. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And, of course, follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF, ticker symbol ITA.
The ITA, the iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF. So why are we taking a flyer on this one, so to speak, Tom?
Well, there's been a lot of news, as you know, Chuck, with a lot of drum beating as far as the Trump administration. You know, recently one of his tweets mentioned, our military is building and is rapidly becoming stronger than ever before. Frankly, we have no choice, Trump said. And he's gone to increase the Pentagon's budget by $54 billion to rebuild America's depleted military in his mind. This is something that's on the minds of many Americans, whether you support military advancement or not. Bottom line is the aerospace industry and the defense industry is doing quite well by it. Not only are earnings increasing, but it looks like this might be the beginning of a pretty big military build-out. And companies like Boeing and Lockheed and General Dynamics and Northrop Grumman really are benefiting from increase in government spending. And as we've already seen, the president has no problem flexing its muscle. And I think that we'll continue to, you know, see that type of thing going forward, whether hopefully we don't have to use as many bombs, but at least our inventory is built up. With that in mind, ETFs represent so many different sectors and thinly sliced sectors. This ETF, if you're looking to profit from military build-out, there's an opportunity here, maybe for a short-term period of time, where this ETF is above its 200-day average. If you maybe have some cash or you have some sectors or areas of the market that you want to maybe downgrade or lighten up on a little bit, this is something I consider. If you're a long-term investor and don't spend a lot of time in your portfolio, but just maybe interested in ideas, good. Maybe you've learned something here, but this can be volatile because it's really focused on a specific area of the market. But I'll just let you know, being in Southern California where a lot of these companies are, I know personally that they are ramping up. They're hiring a lot of people. They're taking full advantage of increased government budgeting. And from that, hopefully, they'll have greater profitability, and this might be one of those sectors that continues to do well in the next couple of years.
Aerospace is not an industry that is not recognized in other sectors. So how much of a tilt are we doing here, and where's the money coming from?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chuck. I mean, if you look into your portfolio right now, you probably got a lot of these companies already. The question is, for the average investor, you're covered. You're probably fine. However, if especially through ETFs and the functionality and the ease of use, it's really easy for even somewhat novice investors to say, look, I think that there are certain sectors based on what's going on in the economy today and what's going on in global markets that may do better than others in the next couple of years. If you're one of those investors and you plan on putting your money where your mouth is, this is one of those ETFs surely to consider. Last week we talked about gold and gold miners. That's something else to consider if you don't have an allocation as well. So what we're trying to do, as always, Chuck, on the ETF of the Week podcast is open up advisors' minds, open up individual investors' minds to opportunities that they maybe hadn't thought of recently.
Is this a 200-day moving average play because we are tilting towards one specific industry, but we have coverage of it otherwise?
Yeah, I think so, because it's going to be cyclical. This might look totally different 4 years from now. On the other hand, it may be a long-term build-out in military spending and advancement in technology. But if the trend is in place for an extended period of time, that's a good thing for the allocation that you've put towards an ETF like this. So the biggest thing is it's a specific allocation to a thinly sliced sector. So it can be more volatile. So it's going to require your time and your diligence to make sure you're checking on it regularly, that when it does go below its 200-day average, that you make sure you take that off the table.
It's the iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF, the ITA, the ETF of the week. And although it's aerospace and not airlines, it promises a soft landing. And of course, Tom is going to have a soft landing when he heads for home after the Morningstar conference. Tom, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Now, Tom can be reached, of course, at ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETFTrends, and on Twitter at Tom Lydon. He's the editor of ETFTrends.com.